By the way, the two senators spoke to us in a room that was decorated with a picture of the Boston Red Sox. Senator Snow of Maine was on her way to a White House ceremony yesterday honoring the World Series champions from New England. Commentator Richard Harris attended that ceremony, too.
It had been an 86-year drought, so it was left to a ragtag group of ballplayers who called themselves idiots to finally break the curse, that Babe Ruth thing. And there they were, lined up on a riser outside the White House, hearing the President of the United States anoint them world champions, as a biting March wind reminded those of us lucky enough to attend why spring training is in Florida.
Some have said it would be a cold day when the Red Sox made it here.
With Kerry and Kennedy and much of the New England congressional delegation looking on, the President asked, "What took you so long?"
You know, the last time the Red Sox were here, Woodrow Wilson lived here. There are only 16 teams in baseball then.
And in the intervening years, the fans always clung to hope, and after every loss, my father would call them a bunch of bums. It was his endearing way of putting distance between his fondness for the team and his constant disappointment. In my career as a journalist, I watched Begin, Sadat, and Carter join hands on the White House North Lawn in 1979. I saw Israeli Prime Minister Rabin and Yasser Arafat shake hands on the South Lawn in 1993. Yesterday, when I looked over beneath the White House South Portico, there were Schilling and Damon and Miller, listening to the President. It was just a sports team being feted by the Commander-in-Chief, a former baseball owner. But for those of us who bled red after every Sox defeat, year after year, this was a moment that evoked many different emotions, none stronger than the passing down from father to son of that sense of loyalty to a team through setback, close call, and adversity. Like so many, my father didn't live to see that joyous day last October. As I stood before the champions, my thoughts turned to him and his lifetime of wondering if that bunch of bums would ever make it to the promised land. On a chilly afternoon at the White House, they did.
Commentator Richard Harris is senior producer of ABC News This Week.